John Caulfield, it's Athlone Town who are coming to him in DC Park tomorrow night. And this is an interesting game. When he played them in Athlone, they had the tenacity of going 1-0 up. Now, you did win the game comfortably in the end, but it does show whenever there's a bit of a local derby going on between Go United and Athlone Town, it's always fairly tasty. It'll be the same again tomorrow night, given that they're in the playoff positions and you're top of the table.
Absolutely, John. You know, I wouldn't say that we had an easy game in Athlone by any means. It was, we were one down and certainly a 2-1. They had a couple of chances, but, you know, we won the game 3-1 and we were happy on the night. You know, I think what people don't realise is that Athlone are a full-time team. They have a new connection with Value FC from Boston, and most of their players are American players. I think they have a 10 on their starting 11 at the moment that are from America, and they're training full time. And you know, they've made it quite clear in statements over the last 6 weeks that they want to be in the playoffs and they want promotion. So you know, we know in from the attacking sense, Paris up front is the main striker, is the second highest leading goal scorer in the division. And they have Campion Hines in the wing, a very explosive winger and lots of pace. So we know their attacking options are very dangerous. But look, I suppose from our own point of view, you know, we've been consistently strong and good this season, and our home form has been good. And we need a massive crowd again tomorrow night and a big atmosphere. And you know, we need to play to our best, and we always feel if we do that, we get the points. So, but we are well aware of the dangers and the threats that Athlone have.
And it's interesting, though, when you look at the games, and let's look back at Treaty for a second. I mean, that was, okay, you know, you won it, but you had to work very hard for it. And every one of these games that we see now as it's coming week on week is getting bigger in its own way for whatever reason. For example, Treaty, because of the lads who used to play for Go United, Athlone Town, because, dare I say it, they're one of the best improved teams in the past couple of seasons, and what they've done has been nigh on remarkable. I mean, Waterford had a very comfortable win last weekend as well. They're still second. You still have that advantage. So, you know, these are the games that are now starting to become more and more crucial as time goes on.
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, the difference is that we're there to be knocked. When we play all the teams around us, you know, they want to be the team that takes our scalp. And that's why we can have no complacency, and we have to approach every game in the right manner, and we have to be totally focused. And, you know, every week is a different challenge. Treaty was different last week. We knew Treaty would sit in and try and play on the counter-attack. The key against them is always to get the first goal, because then they have to come out and try and attack you more often, and that leaves spaces and gaps, and we exploited that last week. So, you know, it was a pleasing victory, but at the same time, tomorrow is a different type of game, because Athlone won't be as defensive up front. The two wide players and their centre forward are very attack orientated, have scored lots of goals. Only recently went to Finn Harps and scored a 4-1 victory with 2-2 in Cove last week. Beat Wexford a few weeks ago 3-0. Lost to Waterford 4-3. So you can see that they're scoring lots of goals. And they're also conceding goals, which is something we hope to exploit. But they are scoring goals, so we need to be well aware of that.
Now, they came away from Cove Ramblers with a 2-2 draw last weekend, so it does show that they're willing to give it an absolute go. And is this where, I suppose, the game plan changes slightly, that you're going to look at Athlone in a different way that you did, for example, Treaty the week before, and that'll have a bearing on what team is named?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different game. We're at home. You know, we need to impose our game. Obviously, there'll be a cracking atmosphere, but from our point of view, we know Athlone will sit in. We know they're incredibly quick on the counter-attack, but still at the same time, there are four or five very good players. Patrick Hickey in the middle of the park, who's from Chicago, big strong lad, yeah, very good on the ball. So, you know, we know their team inside out, and we've seen their performances this year. But again, at the same time, John, you know, there's 21 games left in the league. You know, our league hasn't even started yet in terms of, you need to be there in the run-in. Yes, we have a bit of a lead at the moment, but there are 21 games left, so You know, we're not even at the halfway point of the season, so you know, a lot of games to play, and we must just be focused every week and keep our feet on the ground and show no complacency. That's what we need to do. And certainly tomorrow, you're right, there will be some changes into the team, and we have also some players coming back from injury, which is good.
Speaking of which, what is the situation regarding injuries? Anyone that had knocks on Friday night, are they okay to play, or is there a case of the squad getting bigger, I suppose, with some of the major, well, I won't say major long-term injuries, but say the medium-term lads coming back?
Yeah, I think the main ones at the moment is that we've Ronan Manning coming back into the fold, Cullum Horgan coming back into the fold. They've missed quite a few weeks. The only one definitely out at the moment is Mikey McCullough. With an internal match during the week, and he just hurt himself, so he'll be out for a couple of weeks from the bench. So, but other than that, it looks like we have a clean bill of health. So we've a few decisions to make.
Finally, we always do talk about the support, and it's so important every time there's a home game, and there was no better example than a couple of weeks ago where, you know, it wasn't that you were struggling, but you were finding it hard to break down teams, and then the supporters get behind you and you get the win. I'm talking about Wexford, obviously, the 2-0 win over Wexford. This is going to be another big one for the supporters to come out in their numbers, and they haven't let you down this season, so you'll be hoping for the same again.
Absolutely. I keep saying that, John. The part of the supporters have played has been fantastic, and it's been hugely critical to the team, because, you know, you're absolutely right. The game against Wexford the last night was a tight game. Wexford were just digging in, and the crowd could sense that, you know, they needed to get behind the team and create that extra energy coming from the terraces, which they did, and the lads fell off that, and obviously we won 2-0 in the end. And we've seen games at home this year where there's been a massive impact from the crowd, and you know, tomorrow night it's, you know, going to be another fine day. And we need the crowd in early. We need the crowd buzzing, because, you know, it's we're trying to achieve something great for Galway United, and the supporters have played a massive part so far. But it's still early days, and we need to continue it week in, week out. And in our home games, we've been fortunate so far this season that our home form has been absolutely fantastic. And you know, we need to keep that going, and certainly the supporters play a massive part in that.